there are some statements for which context matters. Calling for the genocide of Jews. Not one of those statements. That's awful. Wherever it may be said. I do not like it on a train. I do not like it on a plane. I do not like calling for the genocide of Jews. I'm a Jew, and calling for the genocide of any group of people is really fucked up. The intentional killing, the intentional elimination of an entire ethnicity, that's disgusting. I don't even think you should say it at an Ivy League school where everyone's too pussy to do shit. It's still a blatant call to violence, call to genocide, the highest form of violence. Remember what your mama taught you. If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything. Or maybe your mom didn't teach you that. You didn't have a nice Jewish mom. Maybe that's your problem. You didn't have a nice Swedish Jewish mom who converted to Judaism and teach you nice things, and they teach you to chant genocide the Jews. There's a difference between debate and hate. Hate speech and making some sort of logical, reasonable argument. And when a movement is taking its marching orders and chant lyrics from a terrorist organization, chances are you're going to get some hate speech rather than a logical argument. These protesters are reading straight out of the Hamas charter when they say, from the river to the sea, blah, 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 blah. Genocide the fucking Jews. They're not chanting, we want two states. They're chanting, we don't want two states. We want all of it. Greedy little fucks. Again, what does your mom teach you? You have to share. Share with your brother and sister. Don't be an entitled fuck. It's interesting how when you're taught hate, that's literally all that stays in your brain. Everything else just falls out like mush, such as said context of these rallies. The context being following the most deadly day for the Jewish people since the Holocaust. That's your context. After the massacre on Israel, killing over 1,000 Israelis, Jews, and other ethnicities. That is when these groups have decided to rally for the killing of more Jews. Any response to October 7th other than horror is insane. If you were watching the same event that I saw, unfortunately, on that fucking Saturday morning when I opened up fucking Twitter, I saw people burned alive, people shot, bombed in bomb shelters with grenades and groups. Unless you were watching something completely different, or maybe you were still asleep. Maybe you were purposely looking the other way. As a human being, you cannot have any other response than horror. Otherwise, you're not a human being, man. You're an inhumane dude. And I don't even mention the sex crimes because this is supposed to be a comedy podcast and that shit is not funny. So, the presidents of these three universities have testified on Capitol Hill. And now UPenn President Liz McGill has stepped down. Na 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 na, na 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 na, hey, fuck you. I mean, really, this bitch could not just say yes. Calling for the genocide of the Jews is against my university's code of conduct. She didn't realize that that is hate speech. She had to justify even the most foul, blatant hate speech said at these rallies. Fun fact, you can say how you feel all you want. You can talk about your feelings, what you think about a situation. You can judge things, criticize things. What you can't do is call for genocide. Call for violence. That is called fighting words. And that is hate speech. It is speech that causes violence. And there's no room for hate, man. This town ain't big enough for the two of us and hate. It's big enough for the two of us, but once you bring some hate into here, we're just gonna fucking kill each other. We're all gonna kill each other if we hate each other. There can be no hate. Man, what did the Black Eyed Peas say? Without, and that hate makes you irate, and you can't concentrate. Where is the love, y'all? I don't know. Where's the truth, y'all? I don't know. Hate speech is defined in Cambridge Dictionary as public speech that expresses hate or encourages violence towards a person or group based on something such as race, religion, sex, or sexual orientation. So, dear presidents of UPenn, Harvard, and MIT, when one calls to genocide the Jews, that is public speech expressing and encouraging violence towards a group based on race, religion, etc. You fucking dumbasses. The problem is that you don't see Jews as a group or person. You see them as some sort of inhuman force or a fucking mythical creature or really just an evil government that is not a human being. And anyone who lives there is able to be dehumanized to the point that chance in the street can call for the genocide of Jews across the globe. And you can say, oh, that government, you know, they're just speaking about the government. That's the level of dehumanization. But no, when you say genocide the Jews, genocide, that's everybody, man. That's the whole group. That's the whole group extinct, bruh. That's not picking and choosing. That's why anti-Zionism is anti-Semitism. You can't say just the Zionists. You can't say you're all right as long as you abandon all of the rest of you. And the Jewish people aren't going to abandon their brothers and sisters, bro. Unlike Hamas, who is sacrificing themselves, their brothers, their sisters, their babies, their mothers, their grandmas. All for their expansionist quest to create an Islamic empire from the river to the sea to America. When you say globalize the Intifada, that's a global violent uprising. That's why we're having all these synagogues and Jewish buildings being vandalized and attacked. We have people all over the globe echoing rally cries straight out of the fucking Hamas playbook. Speaking that hate speech, y'all know the Hamas playbook is Mein Kampf, Hitler's fucking bullshit, right? Copies of Mein Kampf are being found all over Gaza. They got, everyone's got a Mein Kampf. They've got Mein Kampf, Your Kampf, His Kampf, Her Kampf. They got copies of Mein Kampf in children's bedrooms in like illustrated picture book versions. This is what these kids are being read as a bedtime story before their parents go downstairs to build bombs. Now, it's true that not all pro-Hamas ralliers across the globe know what they're saying, because some of these chants are even in Arabic, and we got fucking white people lip-syncing along, karaokeing along. They don't know what a fucking Intifada is. You could tell them it was an itchy butt. They'd say, oh, I got you on that, brother. Some of these protesters, I give it a lot of these protesters, don't know what they're saying. Not all of these protesters want the genocide of all Jews. They're just repeating shit. They're parrots.
Intifada, Intifada.
And some of them don't know what they're saying, but they know it's anti-Jew, and they're just going on that. So some of them do hate Jews and want the violence of all Jews, despite not knowing what they're saying. And it just happens to line up conveniently for them, rather inconveniently for the Jews. Rallying in the street after October 7th saying, more of that, yeah, let's do more of that, is not going to bring out a peaceful solution. That's how you know the goal is not peace, but rather the destruction of the Jewish people. That's the aim of this movement. The Palestinian government has never agreed to peace, no matter how many times it has been offered. So until the Palestinian movement turns around 180 degrees and rallies against Hamas and the Palestinian Authority, there will not be peace in the Middle East or globally. With these fucking rallies parroting these hateful chants and committing violent and destructive actions against Jewish people and institutions. So it's good news that the president of UPenn, McGill, has stepped down. Now we wait on the president of Harvard and the president of MIT. Dumb and dumber. You fucking clowns. Morally corrupted clowns. Unable to condemn pure hate speech. During a hearing about your university on Capitol fucking Hill. Maybe the one context where calling for the genocide of the Jews would be tolerated is when you're screaming it into your fucking pillow so nobody can hear a single fucking peep from your pathetic mouth. Talk to me when you can debate like a civilized human being. You stop backup singing for barbarians. You can't have a civilized debate when you're being drowned out by calls for genocide. I mean, how am I supposed to pack my car and have it yet with a fucking antifada and have it square? To write into the show, email me at spencer@comedyclublol.com. Your email may just get read on the show. Or I may say this fucking sucks and can never see the light of day. In some positive news, Hamas is fucking surrendering, man. In big numbers, day by day. Big groups of chubby and skinny. I'm not singling out any body type. They're all giving up. Big ones, small ones. They're all being strip searched for suicide vests and weapons. And they may have begun on October 7th in a pickup truck fucking shooting civilians, but they're ending up in the back of a pickup truck on their way to prison where they belong. Fucking terrorists. They might even get released in exchange for more Israeli hostages. Release the fucking hostages, by the way. Need I say that again? Happy Hanukkah to everybody celebrating. And release the hostages. Release the fucking hostages. Again. And thank you for listening to this episode of the Fishbowl. Peace. For everything LOL Comedy Club, check out comedyclublol.com.